Allison Brody bought a beach house. She was 32 years old, sick of everybody and everything. All she wanted to do, more than anything, really, was swim. The beach house was small. It was in North Carolina, in foreclosure. She had put cash down, emptying her accounts, everything that she had. She used money saved from waitressing, money saved from a small inheritance from her father when he died almost a year ago. She had sold a script, too, and made some okay money from that, a solid chunk. It was a horror script. It would not necessarily make a good film, but a famous actress had agreed to star in it, and so there could be more money, more scripts, success. Allison had been seen as a movie producer's pretty younger girlfriend. She could have been known in her own right. Probably it had been stupid to leave Los Angeles just when her career started taking off, and there were so many places to swim. The movie producer, for instance, had a beautiful swimming pool. Maybe leaving had been stupid. Maybe Allison wanted to create art one day, after she swam. Maybe one day she would want to have a cat. The movie producer was allergic to cats. Maybe she actually wanted to live alone, and certainly not with a man who hit her. It had happened only a few times, exactly three, but it also seemed possible that it could happen again, even though the movie producer had promised that it wouldn't. She drove cross-country, doing the speed limit, buying coffees from Starbucks along the way. And the beach house turned out to be perfect. Two small bedrooms and a bathroom on the second floor with a view of the ocean. A front porch where Allison could drink her coffee and breathe in the ocean air. Almost all Allison knew about North Carolina was from a long-ago vacation, and it was wonderful. Her favorite childhood memory. The road trip had been insanely long, a caravan with another family. They had taken regimented bathroom stops. When she woke, she had been delivered to a house with an oval swimming pool and a view of the ocean. Allison remembered a large pink dolphin float in the pool, with a cup holder built into it for drinks. All the parents got drunk every night, and everyone laughed a lot, and the kids were allowed to do whatever they wanted. Allison had lived in her beach house for a week and a half when the hurricane warning came. Category 5. Orders to evacuate. She spent a night in a motel. She drank gin and tonics, her father's favorite drink, and watched the local news in her motel room. Her father, she knew, would have told her to buy the beach house. He would have told her, not for the first time, about the beach house he did not buy years ago, a decision he regretted to his death. Allison's mother had not wanted to spend the money, take that risk. Whereas Allison had bought the house, it would be okay. That was what she told herself. And in the end, in fact, the storm was reduced to Category 3 and had turned north. Allison felt grateful to be spared. She got up, only slightly hungover, bought a coffee, and drove back to her house, which was gone. She did find it, but in pieces strewn all over the yard. Wood beams and siding everywhere. The toilet from the second floor was upright in the same place on the ground. The red couch was precisely where it had been, in the living room that no longer existed. The roof lay in the middle of the road. Strangely, the steps up to the now absent porch were still intact. When Allison first heard about the storm, she imagined she would weather it. But then the winds picked up, and she realized she was afraid. Her neighbor next door had nailed boards across his windows. Allison thought about asking him to help her. Allison also did not want help from men. She also did not like the look of her neighbor. He wore a baseball cap and had large muscles, wore sleeveless t-shirts that said USA. Buy house? Allison said, as she sank down on the front steps, clutching her cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. That was all she could find that morning on the drive from the motel. I loved you.